All right, welcome to History Through Art, week four for the elementary class in the American History Program of History at our house. We are returning to our painting by Antonio Gisbert Perez, great artist who created a fantastic scene for us. Let me go ahead and share my desktop with you to prepare our return to this momentous scene that we are showing here. But I wanted to show you and to congratulate another entry, another person who entered into the History Through Art selfie contest, and to inspire you guys perhaps to try to participate. Timothy, who's in the other class now, is an expert in doing green screen selfies. So here we have him, having gotten dressed up really, really well, just did such a great job. He might have, I think he should have made himself a little bit smaller to be more of a small child, but he did a great job of making himself the main character of the painting, which you can do. And I think I'm going to ask Timothy for him to make a video for everybody, an instructional video on how to do a green screen selfie, because it's such a cool thing. And he probably is even better at it than I am. So we'll see. Maybe you guys can put yourself into paintings as well, which is pretty neat. So there we have that. For the time being, let's go back. Oh, I want to close this down because it's a distraction. Let's go back to our main image here and just quickly review what we said already about this painting. So what we said was that the boy in this gown who's standing up at the top of the steps is the most important character. He is the most brightly lit, and he is against a very dark background, which creates what we call contrast. And he evidently has a crown, and his, we must assume, mother wearing a red gown, a very also prominent character, also is wearing a crown. And the ceremony, the actions of this moment are about him, right? They revolve around him. And all these people, almost everybody in the painting is looking at him. And so he's obviously the main character. And we said that he is standing with this staff, which represents power, wearing this outfit, which really tells us a lot about him, because it shows that he has castles on his outfit and he has lions on his outfit, which also enhance the sense that he is a prince or a king or, you know, something of that sort. He's obviously still a child, a very important person, and everybody else is here to see him, which is making him pretty nervous. He's not angry, he's not upset, he's not happy. He's trying to stay neutral, trying not to be upset. So I think everybody here knows what that feels like. When you are upset, or when you are struggling, and then you are trying to maintain control. Right? That's kind of the sense I have. And we sense this because he is looking straight out of the painting, not out at us, but out into the scene, not at anybody in particular. And this is a very common thing that people do when they are struggling to maintain control. They're not looking at other people. All right, so we're going to now kind of expand our view, right? Because in order to understand this, the actions of this person individually, we certainly need to have an understanding of the context. Now, I'm going to move this over to the right-hand side. I apologize. I'm going to move this over to the... How do I do that? I'm going to move this over to the right-hand side. There we go. Because it's easier for me to have both the student participants in the window and the painting by doing that. Hopefully that won't be too distracting. Jeremy, you want to share some thoughts immediately here? Go ahead. Well, your hand went up, so put it down or keep it up. You let me know, okay? Got to watch out about that. Okay, so let's now go back to the full painting. We need to talk about the other characters. I think the best place to start is with the queen. So I'm going to go ahead and bring her into focus. There she is. She has the same nose as her son. So they have the family resemblance, right? But tell me about the queen. Obviously, I'm saying the queen because it's kind of a shortcut. We know she's the queen because she's got the beautiful crown. So tell me about her, though. What? How would we describe this woman? Okay, so go ahead. Patrick, how would you describe her?
Well, to me, since that she has a red gown, it looks like she has some golden sleeves or something like that.
Yeah, her outfit involves a red gown and a beautiful golden blouse with golden sleeves, shiny. It's almost like she's wearing a shirt of gold. Wow, with jewels along the borders, or I forget what that's called in clothing. But anyway, so yeah, extremely rich outfit. Okay, Sigourney, tell me something else.
She looks proud.
Proud. Why do you think she looks proud?
Because it's her son that's going to be the next king.
Well, that's an interpretation, but why does she look proud? Not why do you think she's proud. So, yeah, Anna's giving us an example of how we need to think this through here. Anna, go ahead.
She's standing straight.
Standing very upright, yes, in an almost exaggerated way. Right, standing very upright. So that can be pride, that can be a little bit of arrogance sometimes, exaggerated stiffness. I think she also is trying to maintain control. They're both of them standing quite stiffly. Abby, what did you want to say?
I was going to say that she looks she has a lot of authority, and also I just wanted to mention that her veil is kind of fastened on by her crown.
Yeah, she has this veil fastened on by her crown, and she has a lot of authority. What is that? What do you mean by that? What do you see?
In her face, she looks, as somebody said, I think proud, and she doesn't look exactly calm, but she looks well and calm, and she's, as Anna said, she's standing straight, and
yeah.
She has her arms out, and she's presenting her son.
Yes, okay, definitely has her arms out in a way that's presenting him, okay? But I think we need some help here from someone else on the face. So how do we approach this project of describing someone's face? It's very easy, and I sense that everybody today is a little bit going in the direction of interpretation, of saying what the final result is of all of this ability that we have as human beings to read another person. We have amazing abilities. We have this whole, we call it body language, and it's almost as amazing as all of the words that we have, all of the verbal language. And we have an incredible ability to do it. But it's important when we're looking at art that we give ourselves the words for what our eyes are telling us, for what we are seeing. That is what art helps us to do. So let's focus on what we are seeing. Nemo, can you help us there?
Her face looks calm and serious.
That is interpretation. Calm and serious is interpretation. There's no such thing. And your eyes do not see calm and serious. Your brain tells you that what your eyes are seeing means calm and serious. That's not what I'm asking. What are you seeing? Patrick, what are you seeing?
Well, I did notice that she does look a little...
Go ahead.
I actually don't have something.
Okay, all right. So Patrick's not sure now because Daddy is kind of saying different things about, don't say that, don't say this. So everybody's kind of stepping back a little bit. I want you to tell me something like this. Her eyes are open, closed. Her cheekbones are exaggerated. Her muscles in her face are tense. Her brow is furrowed. These are visual descriptions. That's what I need. Henry, Wyatt.
This is Wyatt. I see that at the bottom edge of it, I see her veil, there's like a gold trimming.
All right, fine. That's a detail of the veil. I want to focus on the face now, please. So, somebody help me with the face here. We have this ability, and everybody here has this ability to read a face. If your mom was looking at you with this face, what would you... You would see something there. Would you want to rush into her arms and give her a hug if this was the look your mom was giving you? Tell me what this face... What's in this face? What do you see on this face, Anthony?
Well, her chin is up.
Oh, nice.
And she looks kind of commanding and
That's
strict.
Interpretation. That's interpretation. Chin is up. Tell me something else. The chin is up is when somebody puts their chin up, yes, that tends to tell us pride, looking down at other people. Thank you. That was a really good observation. When somebody puts their chin up a little bit, she's already on a platform. When somebody puts their chin up, they're looking down at you. See, so we have a visual cue and we have an interpretation. Give me a visual description of the mouth. Tell me what you see. And then tell me how you interpret it. Rosetta.
Her mouth is closed, and it's not a smile.
Yes, it's closed, and it is tight, and the lips are, and her it's a little bit pouty, right? We have this outer lip jutting out a bit, and this kind of downturning right here in the shadows. So, yes, it's a little bit of a... It's a negative feeling. It's not anger or anything, but somebody said that if your mom was looking at her like this, she would think I'm in trouble. And in a sense, you would. You would think, uh-oh, this is not good. Now, now let's do something else. Who is she looking at? Here we go. We can't know by looking at it that way. So I'm going to go ahead and back out of this. I apologize. I'll figure it out. There we go. Okay. So. Who is she? Wait, we got to go back a little bit more. And I'm having trouble with my commands. My commands in this image. There we go. Okay, so... Oh, and I still haven't quite got it. There we go. Okay, so who is she looking at? What's all that? Okay. Caleb, please. Who is the queen looking at?
From what I can tell, I don't think she's looking at anyone.
Okay, so now what an interesting similarity. We have the boy who's not looking at anyone, and we have the queen who's not looking at anyone. Wait a minute, they're in a room full of people. And so, look at this. This guy is looking out like this in between those two characters. And the queen is looking out like this. So they're in a room full of people and neither of them is looking at anybody. Wow, that is a very strange thing. So if you saw somebody that was in a room full of people and they were looking at none of the other people, what would you make of that? Again, visual cue and interpretation. Somebody who's in a room full of people and who's looking at none of them and on purpose and standing stiffly and proudly. What would you make of that? Jeremy, go ahead.
That they were nervous?
Nervous, okay. That would often be the case, and I think that's a part of it. Nervous, okay. Caleb, what else?
Maybe arrogance.
Maybe arrogance. In other words, they are better than everybody else, right? So then nobody else is kind of being even worthy of being paid attention to. Anthony, go ahead.
I think it would make me feel tiny.
If you saw somebody like that?
Yeah.
Okay, right. So that you mean that's what they would be intending to do? Is they'd be intending to kind of belittle you?
Well, that's how I would feel.
Okay. Certainly if you were a child and you were in a room full of adults that weren't looking at you, you would feel tiny, right? I'm sure sometimes kids feel that way when grown-ups are constantly kind of interacting with other grown-ups. Okay, but the queen is like this, and the boy is like this. He's the child. So we know that we have a queen and her son. She is presenting him to this group of people. They are both nervous. They are both proud. They are trying to maintain control. Those are kind of what we are seeing. Now what I want to focus on is, how is everybody reacting to this? What does everybody else think of this moment? Jeremy, put your hand down. So, let's go in and see how is everybody else reacting to this. I apologize for the jumpiness there. Okay, so pick a person and tell me, how are they reacting to the presentation of the prince? All right, Jeremy, go ahead.
They seem to be surprised.
Well, is this guy surprised? No. So you got to pick one person. Who's surprised? Now, again, that's an interpretation, so we have to be careful. You're going to have to pick a person, and then you're going to have to tell me something that you see, and then tell me what you think it means. I'll give you an example, everybody. I'm going to pick this guy in red, because I find him to be quite a fascinating character. What do I see? I see a man who is standing with his legs crossed, with his hands over his leg. Sitting with his legs crossed, with his hands carefully cupping one of his knees, and I see that his mouth is slightly downturned, and that he is looking with an expression of rather uninterested look, and not a very approving look, with this downturned mouth and this rough face that, you know, with the eyes that are open, and he's looking quite closely, but he is are very uninterested. He doesn't have an emotional reaction. He's very just sitting there stiffly himself. Okay? So tell me a person. Tell me what you see. And then tell me what you think it means. Henry, Wyatt.
This is Wyatt. Do you know that guy behind the guy that is in the white cloak?
He's in blue.
When the guy that I'm talking about, like, has, like, this metal cap on.
Okay.
Just a plain old metal cap.
Yes.
He seems to be, like, reaching for a sword.
Yeah, he actually is holding out a sword because nobody else is holding that sword. Or it seems, I don't know, yeah, that is a little confusing. So, I'm not sure. What about his facial expression, Wyatt? What is he doing? What do we see in his face?
I think he might be a little surprised.
Yes, but why do you think that? Tell me what you see.
Well, his mouth is open.
Okay.
Like what you talked about with Christopher Columbus back in that other painting.
Yeah, but his mouth is much wider than Christopher Columbus's, isn't it? Is he?
Yeah.
Do you think he's speaking or yelling?
I think he might be surprised, or maybe he's yelling because nobody will open up their mouth to that wide to speak.
Yeah, right. It's definitely one of those two. I agree with you. Okay, look at this guy. We see that he is standing behind this knight in front of him, and he is straining by bending over. He's straining to see the prince, and he is looking kind of confused and kind of a little bit upset. He's not quite sure. In a way, I think he's saying, oh, that guy's really small and I can barely see him by bending over past this other knight. Okay. What about this knight who's very prominent? Tell me what his reaction is. We have lack of interest. We have surprise. We have confusion. Well, there's a lot of different reactions here. Caleb, tell me about this knight.
You can't really see his facial expression, and his eyes are shaded, so it's hard to say what his reaction is.
Yes and no. We can see. I mean, he's got this big black bushy beard, but you know, if the artist wanted us to see more of his face, he kind of would. So the artist closed his face so we can't quite see it. But he's looking, right? We see that his gaze is fixed on the child. And what is his gesture? What is this gesture? And now I'm going to pull back so we can see the entire man, because I think with him, we need to see that. This would be a good example, good chance to do a selfie. Because where is this right arm of his going? Where does the right hand go? Abby?
Oh, I had it open for another character.
Okay, well, I need some help here. Where is this right hand going? Jeremy?
It's reaching to the sword.
No, this right hand is not. His sword is down here. So it's not reaching to a sword. It's just going right here, which means what, Anthony?
To his heart.
To his heart. Okay, hand to his heart means what?
Pride?
In the case of seeing somebody else, he is a proud man. He is standing here in this room with the prince. But, Dana, that's not a particularly good impression. Are you feeling that you are... are you trying to tell me something?
Yeah, like he's saying, oh my goodness.
Oh, I see what you mean. Oh, I see. Okay. So, I would say more that this character is, oh my goodness, is wow, oh my goodness. But in this case, it might be right to say, oh my God, because we have this, the light and we are in the church and so on, right? Okay. But, all right. I just needed to be clear on what you're trying to say. All right. So, not so much. One more try, Rosetta.
It looks like he's honoring.
Okay, I think that's pretty close to it. In other words, he's honoring him. He's putting his hand on his heart and saying, "So I stand here in honor of you." In effect, right? Yeah, it's a heartfelt gesture. You're literally holding and feeling your heart, and so it's a gesture. Now he's also standing back a little bit. So it's not quite, it's a little bit strange. It's a little bit kind of standing back, which is weird. So I guess what I'm trying to get at here with these various characters is how many different, oh, wait a minute, this'll help. What about this guy? We have one over here, and we have one over here. What about this guy? What is the same and what is different between these two characters? So, Patrick, what's the same and what's different?
What's the same is their hands are on their heart.
Okay.
What's different is that their faces are a little bit in different directions.
Yeah, they're in different directions too, but their facial expressions are different. What do we see in this man's face? There's more emotion here. So let's go over there and take a closer look at this man's face. What do we see in this face? Now try to be descriptive first before you are interpretive. Abby.
He has an open mouth, slightly open like Columbus. And he has a prominent nose and slightly sunken eyes.
Sunken eyes, I like that. Okay. Now, his mouth is slightly open like Columbus's. But, yeah, these eyes, I think, is the key here. The mouth is open, and it is a little bit of a cringe. It's a little bit of a strong, it's a little bit of a negative feeling that I get. Nemo, what do you think?
Intense,
okay. Yeah, I like that. Okay, right, good. So, because sometimes when you feel an intensive emotion, it's not necessarily positive or good, or negative. It's just strong, right? And sometimes just the strength of it makes your face kind of cringe a little bit, get off. Yeah, so that's, I agree. I think the expression is that way. Okay, good. All right, so we don't have time for every single character. In fact, we gotta kind of finish up here. So we have this character here who's yelling with his hands up in the air. Oh my goodness. And we have this character who's pretty much uninterested. He's looking away, and this guy's really upset about it. He's saying, how dare you not look at this? So, yeah, these guys are not going to be good friends after this. And this guy over here is kind of, I would say he's almost one of my favorites, in the way that he is quite dissatisfied. Right, look at this downturned lip here and this pouting. He's a pouting character. And so he's definitely not terribly impressed. So we have this presentation. Now I'm going to see. I need a... There we go. We have this presentation of this character with it. Now, I need one more thing, and I'm going to have to do it quickly because we're running out of time very rapidly here. I wanted you guys to notice something in the context. And so the most important thing that I see in the context, there's a variety of things, but the most important thing I see in the context is this. Can anybody guess why I think this is the most important thing in the context? The flag. What? It's a flag. And it is white, and it has a golden cross. Abby, why do you think I think that's the most important thing in the context?
Because it looks like it's representing something. It's standing for something that the queen and the prince see, or maybe the new king see.
Yeah, but more precisely than that. Anthony?
Well, I just noticed there's an overhang over them. And it kind of looks like that flag is kind of a curtain hiding them until it was just drawn back.
No. Though that's a little bit of a no. That's incorrect. So it's on a flagpole. All right. So I'm gonna have to give you guys this one. White with a gold cross. What is the boy wearing? A white tunic with a gold cross. Is anybody else wearing white with a gold cross? No. So what does that tell us about this character? He is the one connected to the flag. This is the country. This is the most important symbol of what this assembly is about, and the boy is it. So now it could be a variety of things. It could be, but I would be basically along, I would say it's basically the symbol of the country. Because these are all important people. They're dressed nicely. She's a queen. We have religious authorities here as well. We didn't get a chance to look at that. I'm sorry, because we're just too rushed. But the boy is the stands for the country. So in other words, when he grows up, what is he going to be? If we have a flag for a country and he has a crown, what's he going to be, Patrick?
I think that when he grows up, like a king.
He will be the king. Okay. All right. The reason why we're looking at this painting is precisely because of that. Because we're trying to understand a little bit more about what life was like in Europe before Columbus comes to America. What people were like, how they lived, what their culture was. And the culture of Europe, everywhere you look, there were kings. And this is something that we don't have today, and it's something that we have to kind of understand what it was like. And so here we have these warriors, these lords, these religious leaders, and they're all here to see a little boy, and he, in the end, is going to be their king. Question?
Well, I noticed about these ones.
Other characters in the background,
yeah,
yes.
They kind of look like ghosts a little.
Okay, right. All right. So, but we're going to have to stop looking at specific details because we are out of time. So, with our remaining time, what we need to do is write up our description of what we're seeing here. So I'm going to, I need a new one. That's our old document. So I'll put that one away for the moment. All right. And so let us get quickly going here. So a queen, that's awfully big. I'll make it smaller. Okay. A queen presents her son to the people in a church. Okay, there's a good start, but I'm going to have to reduce the fonts really quickly. Amazing how many little things crop up. Oh, that's too small. Okay, we'll leave it at 18. Okay, there we go. A queen presents her son to the people in a church. Somebody help me to sharpen that up really quickly. Only if you think what I haven't said is important. Anybody can do this to make it sharper. Please, Anna, go ahead.
A proud queen presents her son to the people in a church.
Proud queen presents her nervous son to the people in a church. Okay, there we go. We qualified things a little bit too. Okay, Henry Wyatt.
This is Henry. A queen presents the future king, which is her son, to people in a church.
Mm-hmm. The future king. I appreciate that because that is a good point. And that's what the whole point of the ceremony is. Okay, Nemo, sharpen this up anymore.
I think maybe the king's father died, so that's why he has to become the new...
Well, that doesn't help us with our title, I'm afraid. We're working on our final statement here of the painting. Then we need to focus on that exclusively, please. Abby, go ahead. Why can't Abby be unmuted? All right, sorry, Abby. Okay, go ahead, Abby.
Proud queen presents her small, nervous son to the people in a church.
Okay, well, we have more than that already. I mean, he's small, that's true. Okay, Jeremy, one last try. I'm going to go with young instead of small. Jeremy?
Well, but not all the people who like the idea as him being the new king.
Yes, right. The people in a church, producing many different reactions. Yeah, interesting. Okay, thank you for that. All right, I think we're going to have to stop there and it's a little bit of a rushed exercise, I apologize, but let's go ahead and give it a title. So who wants to give it a title? Now that we have a proud queen presents her young nervous son, the future king, to the people in a church, producing many different reactions. How interesting. Yeah, right. Okay, I like this. We did pretty well there. So, Dana, what would be a good title?
We could title it The Future King.
I agree. The Future King. I don't think he's the king yet because you can't be a king when you're a boy. But The Future King, I think that's a perfect title. Yes, Patrick.
Well, my one was very similar. The Young Future King.
Okay, The Young King was what some other people said as well. Okay, Caleb, what about you?
I was going to raise my hand and say a proud and possibly arrogant queen presents her young nervous son.
Oh, well, no, that's not a title. That's a big, long sentence. We're doing a title now. Okay, people, we have limited amount of time. Let's have titles. Sigourney.
A prince,
just like that, short and sweet. I might say, the prince and the people. The prince and Patrick approves. The prince and the people. Yeah, that's kind of a good one because it's about what kind of relationship do they have? We'll definitely come back to this painting and talk about it as we talk about life in Europe. So that's a pretty good one. Thank you for prompting me in that direction. Okay, Nemo, a title?
The Presentation.
Ah, okay, so that focuses on the event. The Presentation. And so now we're getting into fun alliterative possibilities. Presenting the prince. I like that because it's alliterative, right? The same sound over and over again. So, okay, maybe a couple more chances at it, Jeremy. Nope, hand was up erroneously. Henry and Wyatt.
Someone said, Henry, this is Wyatt.
Yes?
I'm going, the queen. Or the proud queen.
That would be focusing on not the main character, which I think would be a mistake for a title. So, in this particular case. So, and we're going to leave it there because we came up with excellent ones. I am particularly fond of Prince and the People or Presenting the Prince because they're both alliterative. And they capture the essence of what's going on here, which is, what is their relationship? What kind of culture is this where people have princes? Is it a happy relationship? For some people it might be. Is it a difficult one? It seems like it. Is everybody happy? No. Is the prince happy? No. Is the queen happy? No. Wow, is this a happy moment? No. What a strange kind of a society, of a culture where all of this is happening. It's definitely important and it definitely makes people feel a lot of different things, but it's definitely tense and difficult. Okay, so we need to bring things to a close because we are over time. So thank you, everybody. Presenting the People with all of you was really great. And hopefully we'll get you some green screen selfie instructions from Timothy, the master. We'll help you to do that yourselves, and you can try to think of what it would be like to be the prince with your people looking at you like this. Thanks. Have a good weekend, everybody, and talk to you on Monday.